This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Stocks all around the world are tanking.
Lehman Brothers had 26,000 some odd employees. And
somehow we just missed that home prices don't go up forever.
Crisis.
When you think about how things played out 5 years ago this weekend, when you think about who was doing what and what was being done, there were really three people making most of the decisions. Ben Bernanke at the Federal Reserve, Tim Geithner, then the president of the New York Fed, and Hank Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury. Mr. Paulson's been out and about quite a bit this week, including now here. Mr. Secretary, it's good to have you with us.
Kai, it's good to be with you.
There's a question I want to ask to kind of tee things up here. And it's based on what you guys did, what you wound up doing 5 years ago. Are we setting ourselves up for another crisis?
Well, we made some very hard choices. We did some unpopular things. We did some things that were distasteful, you know, even to ourselves. We made plenty of mistakes. I remain very convinced that overall we did the right things to avoid catastrophe. But I'm more focused on some of the other areas that aren't getting the attention they deserve, which gets us to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Combined, they were nine times larger than Lehman Brothers. They were the vehicle that provided mortgages, mortgage insurance, so we had mortgage financing during this last 5 years. Can you imagine where housing prices might have been and how many foreclosures we would have had if we hadn't done this?
But Mr. Secretary, I'm
getting to your point.
Okay.
But it never dawned on me when we did this that they would still be in the current form they are today.
Exactly. And here we are 5 years later. You've got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac still where they are. Congress, while having passed Dodd-Frank, can't seem to agree on how further to regulate things. The regulation writers inside Dodd-Frank have done, what, 30 or 40% of the rules? If you're an average American looking at where we are today, how can you possibly feel safer that the next time there's a crisis, and you say it's a certainty there will be one, how can you say we're going to be okay?
Well, I'm not saying we're going to be okay. The reason why 5 years after the crisis that I decided to come out and reissue my book is I don't want us to lose our sense of urgency, and we need to move ahead and get some of these important things done.
Well, let me ask you about that. You sat down with Bloomberg Businessweek for a documentary that's going to come out on Monday. It's called Hank, 5 Years from the Brink, and I watched it last night. It is amazingly interesting, both just historically to relive that and think about what was going on. But you come off in that film as so likable and deeply invested in the outcome of what you were doing. And then you contrast that with the way you came off in public 5 years ago. And I have to ask, where was the guy who actually cared about what was going on?
Well, Kai, I worked around the clock. I couldn't have tried any harder.
I'm not doubting that you didn't try.
No, but
because you have said repeatedly one of your biggest regrets is that you didn't convince the American people that the TARP and the bailout and all of this stuff was not for Wall Street but for the banks. And
I
wonder, looking back now, if you had just let yourself through a little bit, whether you'd have had better success.
Yeah, I very well may have. As you said, that was my biggest regret, that we were never able to, I was never able to convince the American people that this wasn't for Wall Street. I think it's a hard sale to make because when I had to calibrate my communication during the crisis, at a time when the public wanted those that had made the mistakes to be held accountable. And I could clearly understand that. But I think those would have been at odds with market stability. Huh. And it was pretty hard to punish and save the banks at the same time.
We have a truck driver we talk to out in Iowa and Minnesota. He delivers to hardware stores out there. His name is Don Holshue. And every time I talk to him, I ask him some question of, you know, how he thinks Washington and policymakers are thinking about him. And he, to this day, gets angry when I talk to him about the bailout and Wall Street and all of that stuff. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And in some ways, that isn't all bad, you know? In many ways, it wouldn't be good if the public got used to bailouts, got used to these rescues, because we don't want to have rescues like the ones we did.
Do you think, Mr. Secretary, that we wasted this crisis?
I do not believe that. But if I was certain that we hadn't wasted it, I wouldn't have written a prologue and reissued on the brink, and I certainly wouldn't have taken the time on the documentary. But I am concerned that we seem to have lost some of the urgency. It's an embarrassment.
Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.
That Bloomberg documentary I was talking about, it's available on Monday on Netflix. Check it out. It's pretty interesting.